concerned with. We realize that we cannot afford to play God in the service delivery arena. Each government department, each sphere of government will have to play its role. Because if we do that, we compromise our funding.
Like the DDG has already indicated, we are working with the Chamber of Mines. We are putting together some programs on especially the abandoned mines. We are working with DME on that aspect as well. So it is receiving attention, but I wouldn't like to give you scanty, uncoordinated, incoherent information on that one.
Of time, we'll skip some of the slides. This slide, Leonardo.
This will give you just an overview of the 12 months of recording in the country. The left-hand side graph actually gives an indication as to how the analysis complied with the SAMS 241 standard. As you can see, there, that is where when we talk about the 94% compliance. Now, in the that is the result that we received. And it gives a clear indication that we are doing fairly good. However, we have an area of concern in the top there where we have this failure. And if you just can click quickly, you will see that there was a certain time over the mid of last year that there was a slight decline in the number in the quality of results. Another click. And then, but that can be due to the fact that at the very same time, there was an increase in the number of samples taken in the country. And the following click will show you the yellow part of the graph. And that yellow block tells you, but why is there such a huge, large block? And that would be that we, our suitable, the sampling programs that we are using in the country are not suitable yet. And that is where we have to do some work, because the matter of fact would be that if you have 15 sample points in your area and you only take 6 sample points per sample, only 6 points per month, then we're going to have that picture nationally, and that's what we wish to improve. The following click.
Before you go to the following click, for the benefit of all the members, there were some members that were not in this committee 2 years ago. Just take us through when you say that you're taking samples. How do you do it?
Okay, thank you. Okay, 2 years ago, we came to the portfolio committee and we said that we are looking in the area of 42% compliance, and we are looking at a situation that at least, at most, only 58% of municipalities were monitoring really regularly then, and that was 2006. In the meantime, that picture has picked up, and we came to the point where we now can perform a report, and I think that was going to be the next slide, I'm not sure, that more than 90% of the municipalities are, no, it's not, I think we passed it already, more than 90% of the municipalities are now reporting on a system called the Electronic Water Quality Management System, and that has been rolled out to all municipalities. This system that we've rolled out has been done jointly developed jointly with the CSIR way back then, and today it received various awards, International Water Association Award in the European category for innovation, the Science and Technology Award. So municipalities are capturing the information and their laboratories are feeding the information, some of them directly on there as well. And this got an automated feed into the department's drinking water quality regulation system, where we can then search this information and then inform where we should be taking audit samples or not. And that is the reason, how we get the information. The purple arrow going down over the December time is just an indication what happens when most of our officials go on leave, which, and the people still have to drink water over that period of time as well. So I hope I answered your question in terms of the of how we get the information. Yeah, that's the next point. during the time, can I continue? Let's see. During the time of investigations that we have shown, these are a couple of the findings that we have found, that, and we have heard about the skills problem. We heard today a lot about it. Process controllers, but the thing is that we have process controllers who might not be educated, but they are skilled. And some of the water treatment plants are not covered completely in terms of, at all in terms of the appropriate skills. So we are reviewing Regulation 2834 in terms of the requirements of 1985, To ensure that we can actually insert a grandparenting clause to cover for that, and also to compel municipalities to build continuously build capacity of the process controllers. Municipalities, we know about the fact of sufficient funding for drinking water quality management. As you heard before, even day before yesterday, we heard that municipalities only have sufficient funding for drinking water quality management for 1 month a year. Insufficient investment in infrastructure. That is one of the things that's most scary to us, being that the single most concerning factor to dwarf in terms of the threat that we are facing would be that our high levels of good water quality could be decline should we fail to make sufficient investments in our key drinking water quality assets, especially those hidden infrastructure we call pipes.
Chair, I would just like to speak very briefly to the department's response to the Eastern Cape case. And from this case, we would really like to share with you our thinking going forward to make sure that incidents of this nature don't appear or don't happen again. Following the revelation of the infant deaths in the Eastern Cape, as a department, the minister indicated that we really need to take a much, much tougher stance towards regulation. You will recall that our approach has always been a supportive one, hence the comments from the colleague from the East, from the Northern Cape. He's actually right with regards to his expectation. That is the role that we've been playing as a department, spoon-feeding municipalities. Whenever there was a problem, we would be there to fix it for them and not give them the mechanisms to do it. So we're saying that approach is going to have to change if we need to get things right at local government level. So from that incident itself, we realized that the need for communication is important to deal with health and hygiene issues, behavioral changes, etc. And to that effect, the minister has written letters to all the municipalities, to the mayors, copied to the province as well, of all the municipalities that are not complying with regards to drinking water quality. And we believe that we really need to take a proactive action when it comes to such incidences. And the question that, Chairperson, if you do allow me, the question that we're asking ourselves and we would like to ask to the committee is, given the constitutional responsibilities, the fact that the role to manage drinking water quality is the responsibility of local government, and as a regulator, we do pick up trends in terms of failures. In both cases, we watched the trends that consistently these municipalities were failing until those trends build up to loss of life. Now the question is, at what stage do we need to intervene to prevent loss of life? Do we intervene when we pick up the failure for the first month and say, municipality, you're going to do A, B, C, D? Or we say, tell us what you're going to do to correct the situation, which is what we've been doing, and we force them to come up with a plan to take corrective measures. In some cases, they would take corrective measures and there would be no loss of life. In some cases, they don't take such measures, and this is what we may end up with. So we're battling with that question, and we're saying we may have to do what may be not necessarily be popular, in the sense that once we pick up a failure, we make sure that we get a plan, or if the municipality, if it's clear, because there are such cases, if it's clear that they are not in a position to take the corrective measures, we do come in as a department. But I'm sure you will agree with me that loss of life is not acceptable, especially if it's something that can be prevented. This speaks to proactive now and reactive drinking water quality management.
I've already discussed the issue about the electronic water quality management system. I've spoke about the regulatory system. But then we have realized that as we went along that there's a great need for data credibility assurance. And what we've done and commenced doing was that we started with the drinking water quality